What's up? What's up? Seems like everybody here is happy to be sober. Outstanding. My name is Trey, and I'm an alcoholic and a drug addict.
Hi, Trey. We love you, Trey. Lots and lots and lots. And whoa!
I want to start off, but you fuckers are crazy. I knew insanity at its best, and holy smokes, look at this. We're on the road to recovery, right? One day at a time, we get to become better inside ourselves. You know, I come from a broken home. I was tortured, I was beaten, I was sexually abused, anything can happen. I turned to alcohol and drugs to soothe that pain. I became very violent and done a lot of time in jail. So that's because of my behavior. You know, I figured out during my 20 years of sobriety, by the way, my birthday is August 7th, 1995. I never thought I could be here today, but for the grace of God, I have this day. Ooh, shit, man, I'm nervous. You know?
Yes.
I'm sorry, you didn't want to do it. Here. Is that good?
Yeah, that's better.
Thank you.
Appreciate that, dude. You're a stud, man.
He's talking to the mic.
Mike.
Yeah.
There you go. Where's Mike? Anyways, all that childhood stuff, you know what I mean? It led me up to doing all kinds of prison time, and, you know, I've been through all kinds of stuff, you know what I mean? And I started my program the first day I got out of prison, and that was in 1988. I was in Soledad State Penitentiary. And in the process of my life growing up, you know what I mean? I met a girl, I got her pregnant, we had a kid, I was afraid. I went to use more drugs, I got arrested, I went to jail. The day I got out, I wasn't expecting anything, you know what I mean? I was expecting to get on the bus and try to figure my way around, you know what I mean? Because I was lost. I felt more comfortable inside the joint, you know what I mean? Because that's where I knew where I belonged, because of where my mental capacity was. And I couldn't understand why they would release me. As I was walking out the gate, the son of my mother, or my son that I haven't seen since he was a baby, he was 3 years old at the time, came up and called me daddy, and I looked at him and I freaked the fuck out. You know what I mean? And I was scared. I really wanted to turn around and go back in because I didn't want to deal with that responsibility. You know what I mean? Because I was so used to being in my own freaking world. You know what I mean? anyways, she was trying to work it out with me, and so for the sake of my son, so he have a father, you know? And I didn't know how to be a father because I didn't know what a father was because I didn't have one, you know? So, you know, when you're in prison, you talk about, you know, what are you gonna do when you first get out of jail, you know what I mean? I'm gonna give me a nice big 40, I'm gonna drink, I'm gonna give me a big fat fucking hamburger, and I wanna get laid, you know? And when she showed up, you know what I mean? I'm like, fuck yeah, I got one of them covered, you know what I mean? And then I said, take me to the liquor store. And she goes, what for? I says, I want to get fucking drunk. She goes, why? I said, I want to wash the prison out of me. And she goes, oh, no, we can't do that. I go, why not? Well, so you got to report to your parole officer, and you can't go there. You know what I mean? They're going to send you back to prison. I'm like, son of a bitch. Really? Okay, so we're driving from Salinas, California, all the way down to San Fernando Valley. And I looked over at her, I'm in the passenger seat, and the kid's asleep in the back. I said, hey, pull over, you know, give me some of that. And she goes, nope. I go, why not? She goes, I don't want my kid to wake up to see that happening, you know what I mean? It's not the right thing to do. And I'm like, son of a bitch. So this ain't working out so far, you know what I mean? I'm getting aggravated, I can't fucking drink, I can't get laid, and I'm like, well, cruising down the road, hey, let's switch spots, let me drive. He can't see you over the freaking thing because he's way back there, you know what I mean? And you can just, you know. She didn't want none of that either. Thank you so much, man.
You got it.
That's yours?
No.
You're fucking burnt.
You have no idea.
So she gave me the lame excuse about, you know what I mean, you know, I get you to that spot, and you know what I mean, and you're going to get all excited and press the gas pedal and you're going to start swerving. A cop's going to see you, he's going to pull you over, and then you're going to have contact with a police officer. It's going to violate your parole and you're going to go back to jail. Fuck. So that pissed me off. And she told me, she says, you know what, we got to go to this place, you know, and I'm like, what place? No, you'll see it when you get there. I'm not telling you, you know what I mean? So we ended up going down to San Fernando Valley. We're on Canoga Park, actually, on the corner of Sherman Way and Topanga, in this little place called The Hole in the Sky. And I didn't know what it was, you know. And we walked in, and there's like fucking, well, not as many as here, but there was a lot. And I felt fear for the first time in my entire life, because I never walked into a room where everybody was smiling and giggling and having a good time, you know. And that freaked me out a little bit. And then I stopped in my tracks and I looked at her and I go, what the hell is this place? She goes, this is freaking Alcoholics Anonymous. I go, why the fuck am I here? I'm no alcoholic. Oh, she goes, yeah, what's the first thing you wanted when you got out of jail? I said, a fucking hamburger. No, the other thing, well, you wouldn't give it to me. She goes, you know what I'm talking about. I said, bullshit, I just wanted to, you know, change something in the head, you know what I mean? It's not that I'm an alcoholic, you know? And she goes, here, do me a favor. This meeting's only an hour and a half long. You know what I mean? We'll sit down. We'll just, you know, away from everybody in the corner where you can be safe and all this stuff. I won't let nobody mess with you. You know, and after we get done with this meeting, I'll give you whatever you want at home. I'll get a babysitter. And I said, okay, I'm in. So I sat in this meeting, and I'm in the corner. So my shoulder's against the wall, and I can see everything. Nobody's coming up behind me. I'm just, like, making sure of that, you know, and I'm on guard. And all of a sudden, they start doing this stuff. Not like what you guys do, you know what I mean? That normal shit, you know? And they start reading the preamble of Alcoholics Anonymous and stuff, and I'm just like, what the fuck is this? You know, I'm tripping. I'm really tripping. I'm really uncomfortable as well, you know what I mean? And I'm looking at all these people, and they're kind of like glancing over their shoulders because I'm still dressed in my prison blues, you know? I didn't have nothing. That's the only thing I had was my prison blues. Had shiny-ass fucking boots I could see my face in. You know what I mean? I had a nice little freaking blue shirt with creases on it. I had my hat on with my murder ones on. I was looking good, you know? And then they started reading this stuff, you know? They read this thing called More About Alcoholism and all this other stuff, and all I heard was blah, 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 blah. You know, and then they start talking about the 12 traditions and then the fucking how it works. And I'm like, just everything was just like a clutter in the head, you know. And they started picking people out of the audience to share. And this one lady goes, hi, everybody. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? You know, I kind of tripped out on that a little bit, you know, and I'm like, whoa. And I looked at her and I'm like, this is fucking crazy. You know, and I just watching the clock, and I just can't wait for this fucking thing to get over with, you know? And all of a sudden, they call this dude up, you know what I mean? And he started spitting his story, you know? And that's the only thing I heard. I was starting to hear things that whatever he went through, I did, you know what I mean? And I started to, you know, comprehend a little bit, you know? I started to identify with him, you know? And I'm like, whoa, what the fuck is this? You know, and I started to trip, and then the next person got up, and the thing started to ding in my head. You know, I had similarities of everything going on, you know, and just looking back, and I was like, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on here? And I started to fucking freak out a little bit. And I go, this got to be some kind of conspiracy here, you know what I mean? And this can't be happening. Nobody can be like fucking me. You know, I'm unique. And I looked at her, and I said, hey, how many of these people in here you know? And she goes, well, I know everybody. I go, oh, really? My tweaker mind is telling me, you know. And I go, how many of these people knew I was coming out today? She goes, everybody. Really? So you told them fuckers what to say up there so that I could think that I'm an alcoholic or something, huh? She goes, no, that's not what happened. I said, bullshit, you're a liar. You told these people to say that, so you make me think that I'm, you know, one of you. And I'm not. And she goes, whatever you heard, whatever you're feeling, that's on you. You know what I mean? That's what happens here. And I didn't believe her. And then at the end of the meeting, you know, they get in this big ass circle and they want to hold hands. And I'm like, no fucking way. my head down, not looking at anybody. I'm just like, whoa, this is just real trip. You know, and they're talking about this Lord's Prayer thing, and there was no God in my life at that time, none whatsoever. You know, and at the end of the meeting, all these people started to rush me, you know, and wanted to say hi to me, and they were so happy to see me. I'm like, who the fuck can be that happy to see a guy like me? You know, I charted the trip out a little bit, you know, and then one in particular dude that caught my attention really good was one that was way the fuck over there and started running really fast, and it's all I can watch was him. And I was like, yeah, whatever, you know, and I'm watching this dude out of the corner of my eye, and he's running full sprint that way, and he starts running this way. And I'm like, whoa, this dude's in a hurry, you know, what the hell's going on here, you know? And all of a sudden he started to come towards me, and I'm like, what the fuck did I do to him? Did I do something to his brother? What the hell's going on? My brain's going like this, you know, and as soon as he got in arm's reach, I, boom. I knocked his punk ass out. And then instantly everybody's like, what the fuck are you doing? I said, dude, I don't know that dude. He's running up me kind of freaking hard, you know what I mean? Where I come from, somebody's coming to stab you, dude. That ain't happening. You know, and he comes to, you know, like, dude, I was just so excited to meet you. I wanted to say hi and all this other shit. And I said, dude, you could have fucking walked, bro. You know, and that was my introduction to Alcoholics Anonymous. So I lent my hand up and I helped him up. And I said, I was sorry. You know what I mean? And he says, like, it's cool, dude. I understand, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you don't, you know. And I'm walking outside, you know, and we're getting ready to walk to the car, and I stopped in my tracks, and I turned around, and I looked at this door where we were just at, and then I just looked at it in amazement, and then I looked at her, and she goes, what's the matter? I just realized I told somebody I was sorry for something I did for the very first time in my entire life. So there was a change that very first meeting, and I didn't know what it was, and I didn't know how to accept it or how to deal with it. You know what I mean? It was just really weird for me. You know, anyway, she got the babysitter, we went home, and I tell you what, folks, boy, oh boy, oh boy, it was the best 30 seconds I had in my entire life. I sat at the coffee table after my 30 seconds of fame, and we're drinking coffee, and I'm smoking a Limac, you know, and I'm asking her about these meetings and stuff, you know what I mean? Because I think she's still a lying bitch, you know? And I said, how many times a week do you go to these meetings? She goes, I go every day. And I go, really? Why you go every day? Well, I used every day, I might as well go every day. And I'm like, well okay. And I go, how many of these meetings are around? Oh, fuck, there's a shitload of meetings, she says. You know what I mean? So I go, really? And she brings me this book, this thick-ass fucking book. In Southern California, there's meetings everywhere. Everywhere. San Fernando, all the way down to fucking Beverly Hills, even. You know, them fucking people are drunks, too? I didn't know that. So I'm looking through the book, and that's the first thing I said. I said, which meetings you go to? And she showed me which ones, and I go, why do you go to these? These are the closest ones, you know? And I'm thumbing through it, you know, and I ran across Beverly Hills. I said, I want to go to this meeting because I know goddamn well I ain't got nothing in common with them folks. You know what I mean? And I want to see if you're still a live bitch. She goes, whatever, dude. Here's the car keys. Take off. You know? So I went to this meeting, and sure enough, they started that shit out again, you know, and reading all this stuff and blah, 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 blah. You know, and everybody laughing and giggling, having a good time, like they're all happy and shit. Like, who the fuck wants to be happy? You know? Don't they know where I'm at in my life right now? And then this one dude, he was so pimped out, you know what I mean? He had a swag with him, dude. And I looked at him like, fuck, I'm gonna rob that dude. You know what I mean? Because he had everything. So I sat in my chair at the end, and he got up and started spitting his story, and then all of a sudden the dings started happening again. I started to identify with what these people were talking about. And I sat at that chair, and I put my hands in my face and my elbows on my knees, and I said, oh, fuck, man, I think I might be an alcoholic. You know, they talk about this disease as it's like a death. You know what I mean? It's like cancer. It's hard to get rid of. You know what I mean? And it only can be maintained on a daily basis, contingent on the spiritual maintenance. And I didn't ever realize that. I had a problem. I had an issue with the spiritual way of living. I had an issue with God. And I used to say, fuck him. You know what I mean? And I used to think in my head, how can a fucking God let that shit happen to me when I was a kid? You know what I mean? And I held that for a long time, and I couldn't understand it. I couldn't grasp it. I stayed sober out of stubbornness for a fucking year. Me and her didn't work out, you know what I mean? And I was off and running and hanging out with the wrong crowd, doing the wrong things, not going to meetings, not doing anything, you know what I mean? Not even, nothing. And I went out. I got loaded. That was in 1989. You know, from 89 all the way to 93, I was in oblivion. My addiction took me to a level that I never thought I could be in. I was from where I left off and then way up there. I was just crazy with it. You know, one thing that I never thought I could feel ever again was guilt or remorse. And after coming to Alcoholics Anonymous for that year, for all those people reaching their hands out and helping me through my daily reprieve, you know, I felt that I spit in their faces, you know what I mean? And I felt really guilty, and I couldn't handle that feeling. I could handle anything else. I could fuck you up and do anything like that. That's just normal way of living. But that right there really hurt me, because I really felt genuine that these people were trying to help me. You know, and it got to the point where I got sick and tired of being sick and tired of doing what I was doing. You know, one day I was contemplating on blowing my fucking head off. I couldn't do any drugs or any alcohol or anything to freaking take me out. It just wouldn't take me out. You know, and this God thing was an issue for me, you know, and I sat on my couch, and mind you, I haven't been in Alcoholics Anonymous since 89, and this is in 93, so, you know, it's like 4 years later, you know, and I'm sitting on this couch, and I'm playing with this 9mm, and I said, fuck it. I cracked the chamber, and I looked up in the sky, and I said, hey, God, check it out, homie. If you really exist, and if I'm worth saving, you'll do something right now. And at the moment that I was getting ready to raise that gun up to my head, I hear a knock on my door. And there was like five people from Alcoholics Anonymous outside the other door. And that was my sign. That was my spiritual awakening. That was my burning bush, you know? And I never thought in a while that would be a coincidence for that to happen. You know, I had to do another term in prison. I got out in 95, August 7th, and I moved out here in 96. Life has been different for me. You know, I met a woman, we got married, we have two children, the house, the picket fence, I have my own company, all this stuff that I strive for in Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, I have a lot of people in my corner that help me become a different person on a daily basis. And mind you, one light switch, I can be that asshole real quick. Real quick. But that light switch is so far away right now, it's because I'm so far forward. You know, I go to the deepest and darkest corners of life, you know what I mean, where people are too afraid to go. And I'm okay with that, you know what I mean, because I was used to that, I lived that. And I have a plethora of different people that you would never think that would be able to get sober, you know? And it's awesome to watch God's miracle work, you know? And I'm just glad that I'm the vessel that he chose to be in this place where I can help my friends, you know, become somebody different. You know, we're not perfect people, and we cannot be perfect people. We strive to do the next right thing the best we possibly can. And with God's help, we can accomplish it. Thank you, let me share.